This year is a 450-year anniversary of the Battle of Lepanto. At Lepanto, the Muslim armies were basically going to destroy the Christian fleet. Christendom, as we know it, was at risk of being completely demolished. Western civilization as we know it, would have been overrun by Islam. Now, we have something worse than Islam and Lepanto happening today. Remember, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Today, the enemy is not only at the gate. The enemy has entered our family. The enemy has entered our school. The enemy has entered our government. The enemy has entered the church. We have false beliefs, ideas of theology, desecration of the Eucharist in many places, sexual deviancy running rampant, immorality, widespread drug use, atheism, hedonism, civil unrest. Mortal sin is the norm in many of our families and in our homes. Souls are going to hell because there's nobody to pray and do penance. And what are we going to do? Are we just going to let them go to hell? Are we going to let our family members go to hell? Are we going to let our friends go to hell? Or are we going to do something? And you might say, Gabriel, I don't know, what can I do? I'm just a young person. The answer is a young person. The answer is the Blessed Virgin Mary. There's many reasons why she's the answer, but I'd like to focus on one. She's the Ark of the New Covenant. In the Old Testament, when the Ark would go into battle, the Israelites would win. In the Old Testament, when they took the Ark around Jericho, the walls fell. In the Old Testament, even when they captured the Ark, they put the Ark alone. No people were there. The Ark alone was in the presence of false gods, idols. When the Philistines came back in to where the Ark was, the false god was smashed down. So if we want to win the battle for souls, for our own soul, for the souls of our family and friends, if we want to break the walls down of indifference, of hatred of the faith, if we want to smash down the idols of sexual immorality, the idols of money, the idols of fame, we need the Ark of the New Covenant. But there's a plot twist to all of this. And the plot twist is this: you are called to be the Ark of the New Covenant. Wherever you go, Mary should go. You should conform yourselves totus tuus, totally yours. When you become like Mary, when you make a choice of the will and say, Mary, I give you my life, not just I give you my merits, but I give you my will. I will do your will over my will. When you become like Mary, you walk into your family and what's going to happen? You will be the source of grace. You will be the one, if you are Mary, you will be the one that brings Christ into the family. You will be the one that brings Christ into the political sphere. You will be the one that brings Christ into your school. But you must do the will of Our Lady. When you do this, you will be like the Ark of the New Covenant. You receive Jesus in Holy Communion. You have the presence of God inside of you. That is when you are most like the Blessed Virgin Mary. So you must receive Holy Communion very often, and you must receive Holy Communion with an aim at doing the will of Our Lady, being totally united to God. Jesus Christ was totally obedient to His mother. He always did His mother's will. We see this even at the wedding feast of Cana. And when you do this, the walls of indifference, the walls of hatred will be torn down. You'll win the battles, and the false idols will be cast out and will crumble underneath the foot of the Virgin Mary. But you cannot just do this by willing it and desiring it. You need to pray. You need to pray for a sense of the presence of the Virgin Mary. Without the presence of Our Lady, without a real humility, knowing that you cannot do it alone, it's the grace of Our Lady, and you're going to get this grace, this transformation is going to happen by praying the Holy Rosary. Lepanto was won by praying the Holy Rosary. Pope Pius V called her Our Lady of Victory. Later, that feast of Our Lady of Victory on October 7th was changed to the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. Why? Because in the Rosary, we have victory. In the Rosary, you die. I die. Gabriel dies when he prays this. But when I die, Our Lady lives in me. When you pray the Rosary, it reforms the mind. Christ is on the brain. The words of sacred scripture are on the lips. It kills the will. It builds willpower. It calls down the grace of God. And you will be victorious. You're called to be a warrior, and the battle is going very poorly. If you're going to take up the mantle, if you're going to make a difference in your culture, you've got to fight like somebody who's got souls on the line. You've got many lives on the line, your family, your friends, and souls you've never met before. And so you must take up your weapon. every day. Are you totus tuus or not? If you're totus tuus, that means my will, my merits, my thoughts, my time, it's Mary's. And if she wants to use that time to save souls by praying the Most Holy Rosary, let her will be done in you. Be open to this. Be open to this. Pray your rosary faithfully. This is your lifeline. This is more precious than water. This is more precious than oxygen. And you will be united to Our Lady, and you will go from victory to victory. Because right now, times are worse than Lepanto. Are you just going to let the world go to hell? Are you going to let your family members go to hell? Or are you going to fight? God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you very soon.